I suppose the defeat to Longford on Friday night, I mean, like, massively disappointing. You have obviously had a chat about it at this point. I mean, like, what do you put it down to?
I think, to be honest, lack of hunger, I'd say. Like, it was watching it now. They were obviously fighting for their lives, and I think we kind of had our minds set elsewhere. But the meeting we had this morning, I think we got the kick up the backside that we needed. And training this morning was very bright, very sharp, and everyone's dying to rectify that result Friday on Monday. So we've a couple of lads coming back in as well, so we should have a few more fresh faces, which I think we need because our squad's starting to look a bit depleted. So just roll on tomorrow. Hopefully we can put Pat's away and give us that little cushion I think that we need, because we've probably the toughest finish out of all the teams, yeah. I think.
Now, I know it's not something you probably did deliberately, but do you think maybe subconsciously you all had an eye in the cup final and kind of let your performance slide a little bit over that?
No, it's definitely not that. Like, I think we need to step up from last year. I think we finished second, and less than second this year won't be acceptable for the squad anyway who was involved last year. I think it's very hard playing. We know we can't win the league, and teams around the bottom are fighting for their lives, like Limerick and so it's always going to be tough against them kind of opponents. So hopefully we'll have Marky Sullivan back fit now, flying.
Yeah, because I imagine it must be a disappointment in the squad, considering you pushed Dundalk so close last year to see them win the league with so many games to spare. It must be something that irks you.
Yeah, I think they kept the same squad as last year, so they've more or less got the same squad with a couple of key players they added. I think we're actually obviously stronger than last year, but it was very hard to keep up with them. They were very, very consistent all year round. Look at Richie Tell scoring so many goals. Like, it's very hard to... I think our top goal scorer is 12. It's so far off that. So that's so important. But look, if we finish second, we're in a cup final. I think it's definitely a progression from last year.
It's good that Bray came back and got that point against Shamrock Rovers last night as well.
97th, was that 97th minute? Yes, I think that's just the weekend we had. I think we needed a little bit of luck to kind of make it a softer blow than what it was Friday. But obviously, hopefully we can bounce back now on Monday. And it's always good games with Pats, so everyone's looking forward to it. I think training this morning was very, very sharp and bright, which was surprising considering the result. But we're just all looking forward to it.
And given that you have a game on Monday, considering the defeat on Friday, it's great to go straight back into it as opposed to having a week to kind of wallow in your own kind of sad grief over the defeat on Friday.
Exactly. Like, we've got four more games left, including the cup final. So it kind of hits reality that the season's nearly finished. We're going to have a very, very good finish, hopefully. And everybody knows that now. We had a very positive meeting this morning. We know what we have to do. And hopefully we can start that tomorrow.
That's always, as you said, a difficult place to go.
Horrible place to go. They play lovely football. They've got a good squad now. They've got a couple of good results. They beat Drogheda, who, as I said, Drogheda was a tough opposition for us. We found it very difficult to break them down. They beat them 2-1. So I think they've got Christy Fagan back, who's an important player for them. So it's good. Hopefully we go up there and get a result.
No, you don't want to look too far beyond it, but you've got a cup final dress rehearsal on Friday as well.
I think it's more about the league with them. Like, we obviously have to concentrate on getting the second place because it's so important for the club to finish second. That's what we're all saying this morning. So, it's a dress rehearsal. But at the end of the day, I think we'll have two different teams maybe playing on the... I think they're going to be looking after themselves in that game. So, it's going to be... Hopefully we get a good crowd and it'll be a good game.